Be'ezus HaMizbo'ach, we begin Paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Niske Mammon, in the damages of one's property, in the Sefer Nezikin, in the Book of Damages, where we continue with the Mazik of Shur, specifically regarding the requisite Shmira, that of protecting to be exempt from liability, and also regarding when there's damages, things that are attached to the ground. And Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding what's considered an appropriate Shmira to exempt one from liability. So according to Sein Ladir, if someone gathers his sheep into the corral, into a fenced-in area. V'nol b'fnein b'delis, and he locks in front of them the door, sheichei lamed b'ruch mitzui, that could withstand a common wind. V'yatza b'zikin and gets out and damages. So Pati is exempt because he did an appropriate shmira for his requirements of responsibility. Now, v'mein yichei lamed b'ruch mitzui, but let's say it could not withstand a common wind. O'yishoyu kosle hadir ru'uyin, or the walls of the fence of the corral were shaky, so harilei nol b'fneim karo. So he obviously did not lock the door in front of them appropriately, and therefore miyatzes v'zikah chayiv. If it gets out and damages, he's going to be liable. And hence, v'afilu chaser v'yatzes. Even if it digs and gets out that way, or v'afilu nifritz mechitza b'alaylo, or even if let's say it breaches the walls at nighttime, where these are situations of oinus beyond his control. Not specifically at nighttime, because during the daytime it's not an oinus, because for sure he would have found out and they should have fixed it. Or for the two listim, or a third case of, let's say, bandits go ahead and break open the walls, which are also an oinus. And these three situations, because of the fact that he did a poor fence in the first place, balatzin chayiv, the owner of the sheep will be liable. And the reason for that is because tchilasa initially was bepshi, was negligence, because he didn't lock it appropriately. So even the b'seif of oinus, the end was beyond his control, he's going to be liable. Now, but let's say mechitza b'riya, let's say it was a strong wall, and the nivitza b'layla, and they breached it at nighttime, or shabratu listim, or the bandits broke it open, the yatza b'zik, and the animal goes out and damages, well then pata, then it's going to be exempt, because it's oinus. Haytziu listim b'zik, and now moreover, if let's say the bandits went and took out the animal and the damage, well then listim chayav, and then the bandits are going to be liable, because now they acquired, by taking it out, the responsibility. Halacha beis, regarding if someone has damages that's causing through his friend's animal. Let's say someone breached the wall in front of his friend's animal. The yotzav is an animal goes on damages. Let's say this wall was strong and sturdy. Well, then chayiv. So then he's going to be liable for the damages that the animal damaged, like all halachas of mazik. In contrast, although we said by the bandits break it open in the previous halacha, their intent was just to steal. So they're not liable if they don't actively take out the animal or cause it somehow actively to do it. Here, where his intention was to let the animal out, now it's his liability. But let's say it was a shaky wall, then pata b'dinei adam. So then he's exempt for the court's responsibility for the damage the animal caused, because it's only a grama, it's indirect cause. But v'chay b'dinei shemayim, he will be liable for heavenly retribution, because ultimately he caused the owners to have to pay. Because the owners are liable because, it was tchilasa b'pshi, because he did not do appropriately shmira. But if not for him breaking it open, maybe then it would not have gone out and damaged. So he's chayv b'din shemayim for having caused the owner now to have to pay, because ultimately he had a tchilasa b'pshi. And that's what's different between that and the first case. And mechin listen, samamobis lefnei b'emes chabeir, so if let's say someone puts poison in front of his friend's animal, potim adin yadim. He's exempt from the court's liability, because the animal shouldn't have eaten. And therefore, it's only considered a grama, an indirect cause. But v'chayv b'din shemayim, one's liable for heavenly retribution because of the fact that he deliberately caused his damage. Halacha gimel, hamamid behemes chaveira. If someone stands his friend's animal, agabi kamas chaveira, on his friend's standing grain which has not yet been harvested, so hamamid chayv l'shamash hezek. The one who placed the animal there is going to be liable for the damage that it caused, because putting the animal there is like actively damaging it. And Mechain saying the same thing is even in Hikisha, if he just hit it, he provoked it, until it went to the friend standing grain and damage, Zesha Kisha Chab, the one that hit it, that provoked it, is going to be liable. Halacha Dalet continues in a related vein, where if someone takes over responsibility, if someone gives over his animal to someone who's watching it for free, or someone's getting paid to watch it, or to a renter, or to someone who's borrowing it, so nichnas utachas abam, these are called the dalad shemim. These individuals now take the place of the owner. V'mizik, and therefore if the animal damages, chayva shemim. So the one who's watching it is liable. Now, b'med v'mumum, when we say this, that all these individuals are going to be liable, even the shemir chinam who's watching it for free, is v'zman shalei shemiru klal, if he didn't watch it at all. So that's his liability. But if they watched an appropriate type of effective watching, the yotz vizik, then the animal went out and damaged. Hashem, so the ones watching will be exempt. But vabalim chayavim, the owner is going to be liable. Afilah hamisa sod, maybe never killed a person, which this line seems to be actually required to be at the end of the next sentence, which is shmeru shmita b'chusa. Let's say the watchman was watching a weak, inferior type of a protection. So im shemichinim, who if he's watching for free, so then pate is exempt because it's enough for him. He's not really getting paid. He's doing the minimum, and that's not considered negligence. Now, that's what we're saying, that the owner is going to be liable even if the ox killed a person and the ox gets stoned. The shemichinim is going to be pater from paying back that value of the shor, which is now stoned, and asabana to the owner. And the owner is going to be liable for the kaifer, which is the value of the person who was murdered. But if it's, let's say, he's a paid watchman or a renter or a borrower who they have more invested benefit over here, and hence their responsibilities become greater, chayavin, they're going to be liable for all the damages because they have an obligation to have a shmir ma'ula, not a p'chusa, a higher level watching. And therefore, if the ox is going to kill a person and then get stoned, they're going to have to compensate the owner for the loss of his ox, and if it's a mu'ud, they're going to have to pay the kaifer. Halacha hey, hanicha b'chamav, let's say he left the animal in the sun. So then, even if, let's say, the animal now digs and breaches even a strong wall, which generally that would be considered oinus and would be potter, but in this case, the yatsa b'zik, if it goes out and damages, the one who put the animal there is going to be liable, because that's actually considered a negligence. Why? Since you left it in the sun, it's so much pain, and therefore it flees. It's going to do crazy things that it normally wouldn't do just to get out of that. Therefore, that's considered not an oinus, but rather a pshia and bichayv. Let's say give us an animal to a deaf, mute, mentally deranged, or minor. So even if the ox was tied up, the owner is going to be liable, because it's normal for the ox or animals like that to untie their knot, but lots of lahazik, and to go out into damage. And even if it did a high level watching, but it dug out and it went out and it damaged, which normally would be considered einus. In this case, the owner is going to be liable because it was tchilas of b'shia. By giving over to a chersher b'katan to watch it, even though the ox is even tied appropriately, but it's normal for the chersher b'katan to play around with the rope and through that get it loose, and then the ox is going to untie itself, that's a negligence, and even if it ends up being an einus, a tchilas of b'shia b'sayb einus is going to be chayv. Halacha zayin. Let's say someone gives over his ox to five people to watch. And one of them of the five was negligent, and the animal gets out of his and the damages. So it depends. If it could only be watched with five people, and if there's one person missing, it won't be watched. So then this one person who is negligent and is watching, for all the liability, because his negligence is what caused the damage. Even if four are still watching, it's not helping when the fifth one's not there. But if it doesn't need all five to watch, it could be watched with the rest, then also the rest are also going to be liable, because they are also essentially negligent, because even if one was negligent, you also could have watched it with two or three of you, and hence you're also going to be liable. Halacha Ches continues regarding the station of the ox as it applies to the shomer. So Sheila B'cheskes Tam. Let's say someone borrowed, as one of the types of four watchmen, he borrowed it, the presumption that this was animal that was a Tam, not presumed to have gored already before. But then it's a mood. Turns out it really was a mood. It had already gored three times, really had a status as a shayim mood. So if the bar knew that it's a gore, meaning it didn't know that it was a mood, but it knew it do it, let it, let's say it did it once. It knew it knows that it gores. So in that situation, if it ends up goring, if it ends up damaging, so the owner has to pay half the damages. The reason is because wherever the animal goes, had a shame ba'ol of a love. It has the title of the owners on the ox. Hence, what the Rambam is telling us, that it's not considered as a change of domain from the lender to the borrower. So therefore, that does not remove the fact of its becoming a mood, which it had when it was still by the lender's domain. So there is a nezek shalom liability of shar mood. So the owner has to pay half, because Vashel Mesham Chatz Nezik, the borrower was only paying half, because he knew that it gores. So he accepted responsibility to watch it, because Shafilo Hoyatam, Kshaol Badaita, because even if it was would have been a Tam like he thought, Chatz Nezik Hoy Meshalom, he would know that, okay, for Karen, which would be for a Tam, he would have to pay half the Nezik, Shadi Yadush, and he knows that it gores, and therefore he knew that he's going to have to be responsible for that. But not for Nezik Shalom. So the other half, the owner has to make up that half. But if it didn't even know that it ever gores even, then the bar is not responsible for anything because he didn't accept himself a responsibility of watching a nagchen, and therefore Fabal Misham Nezik Sham said on has to pay for the full damages of the Shah Hamud that his ox is. Halacha test. Shayla Kashrut Tam. If let's say the bar barred it when it was a Tam, then in the property, in the domain of the borrower, it ended up becoming a mood. When he was borrowed, in the term that he had borrowed it, it gored three times, becoming Isher Hamud. And then the term of the borrowing ended. And it was given back to the owner, and then the damage. So Chayz L'Tamus actually goes back to the status of being a Tam again. Why? Because since the domain changed, it went from the domain of the borrower to the lender. So Bat Lahada, that actually nullifies its becoming a mood, and then starts over again. So the owner only pays half the damages. Now obviously, the bar is going to be exempt. He already gave it back. Halacha Yud. Let's say the watchman accepted only responsibility to watch the animal that he's borrowing, that it should not get harmed, to protect its body. But he did not accept responsibility to watch it from damaging other things. And Vizika, then the animal damages other things. So the watchman is exempt from paying. But the owner is going to be liable. It's his ox. Let's say the other way around. Let's say he accepted responsibility that of to protect it from damaging other things, but not regarding if it itself gets harmed. Vizika, and it damages other animals. Well, then the watchman's liable. Then Huzaka, and if it gets harmed, well, Pati is exempt because he didn't accept that. And so then the owner has to go ahead and litigate with the damaging party. Let's say the watchman gives it over to another watchman, and the animal damages when it's under the watch of the second shomer. So Hashem Rishon Chayav L'Sham LaNizik. The first shomer, he has to pay to the damaged party. Why? Because when one watchman gives over to another watchman without the consent of the owner, Chayav is going to be liable for anything, for everything, even with an oynis. Because the damaged party tells him, why didn't you watch it yourself? He gave it over to someone else. Then you pay me. And then you go ahead and litigate with the watchman that you gave it over to. But you're the responsible party. But let's say if the watchman gave it over to his son, or to his family members, or to the one who assists him, Then they take the place of the watchman, and they're going to be liable, and the shomer is going to be potter, even if you can't even collect from that person who helps out. The reason that is because it's normal and appropriate for watchman to give it over to his family member, to his helper, and that was the intention of the owner when they gave it over to him, and therefore that wasn't appropriate, and he's not liable to that person. If you can't collect that person, the first shomer is not responsible. Halachid Beis continues regarding collecting the payments. So any watchman who's responsible to pay, and he doesn't have, now, the damaging ox was a tam, was within the first three times, which we explained in Perek Aleph, that then the payment is only half the damages, and it could only be collected from the value of the damaging ox itself. So the damaged part is going to collect from the animal that damaged, the yishar demay, and you're going to be left over with the value of mashagava hanizik, of what the damaged party collect, meaning half the damages or less than that, if the animal that damaged is not worth the value of the chatzi nezik, that amount, whatever it is, chatzi nezik or less, is going to be left as a chayv, as a liability, ala shomer, on the watchman, labala behema, to the owner of the animal, because the damaged party is collecting from the ox, and the watchman doesn't have any money, so but he owes it, it's his responsibility, he'll have to compensate the owner for that value. Halachid Gimel. Any animal that damages produce that's attached to the ground. So then, Misharan Mashazika, you actually evaluate what the damage is, Beshishim, in proportion to 60 times that amount. And this one who is responsible to pay will pay that value, whether it's the owner or whether it's his watchman, whoever it was that's responsible, will have to pay in that proportion. So, if the animal ate, an area of produce that you could plant a saw of grain, which a saw is 60 kav. So shaman shishim based saw baisa sada. So you actually evaluate not just that itself, because that would actually be not appropriate. We want to do something that is appropriate, not too much of the stringency of the mazik or the nizik. So the best way of evaluating is in contrast to 60 based saw of that field, kama hoyer shava. before this 1/60th got damaged, how much was that 60 time area worth? Now, how much is it worth now? That 1/60th of it, that Beis Hor got ruined. And that the gap is how much he has to pay, that difference. And let's say a kav or a quarter of a kav, even one stalk, is also going to be shown in the situation when we evaluate based on the proportion of 60, how much was it worth, and now less, which is obviously less than the value of when just you evaluate this thing itself, which is more expensive. However, but let's say the animal ate complete produce. It's already fully matured, which does not need the ground anymore, what it's connected to. But it wasn't yet detached. Then you pay the exact value of the produce as their intrinsic worth is. Not in contrast to a greater amount of 60, because it's not really part of the plantation. It just happened to be connected. So if it's a saw, the may saw, the value of a saw. If it's a saw, two saw, the may saw, the value of two saw. So harisha achla paid his dekel echad. So if the animal ate the produce of one palm tree, or v'chena look at paid dekel chaver bachol, same thing would apply to a human being also. If he plucks the fruits of the palm tree of his friend and he eats it, so it actually depends based on these two halachas what it is. If moya dekel remi v'kitzah, but if it was a Roman palm tree and things similar like that, she'in the tamim shalayofes, which the dates are not really such good quality, so we're not going to evaluate it in its own right, in its own self. We're going to evaluate based on 60 in regard to the rest of the land. Similar like when we said when papers that are mechubar. But if it, let's say the Persian palm tree or things something like that, which its dates are a very good high quality, so then they have their intrinsic worth. Then you do evaluate the palm tree by itself. How much was it worth and how much is it worth now? And that difference is what you're going to have to give. Similar to like the halacha of Peres Gemun that don't need the karka, then it has its own value, and therefore that's going to be how much the damaging party is going to have to pay.